FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An e-panic app to fight gender-based violence will be launched in KZN by the end of the month.
It will be a free app for women to simply just press the button, and then a warning will be given at the earliest possible time, and then they will be able to know and even provide a location of where the victim is actually sending the signal from. We'll be launching that in one of the universities before the State of the Province address.
Premier Tami Ntuli spoke in Mayville yesterday on the first of a two-day Provincial Crime Council strategic planning meeting. The new app follows a surge in GBV incidents in the province, with over 100 women being killed since last October. Ntuli believes the app will help bring hope to victims. He says the focus is on the youth, whom he believes are the main perpetrators and victims of GBV.
Every person in the province of KwaZulu-Natal must be able to access that kind of app.
The SANDF says the process of returning the remains of soldiers who died in the Democratic Republic of Congo should be completed by Tuesday. A summit of African leaders met to address the crisis in the DRC yesterday and has called for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire within 5 days. The M23 group, allegedly backed by Rwanda, has rapidly seized swathes of territory in the eastern DRC. The conflict has led to thousands being killed and displaced vast numbers. The joint summit in Tanzania brought together Rwandan President Paul Kagame and his Congolese counterpart Felix Tshisekedi, as well as leaders from both 16-member SADC and the East African Community. The summit also called for an opening of humanitarian corridors to evacuate the dead and injured. In a statement, the SANDF says the bodies of our fallen 14 soldiers arrived in Uganda yesterday, with standard pathology procedure commencing today. And in the UK, the parents of two of the Southport attack victims have spoken about their ordeal for the first time. Sky's Lausha McKenna reports.
Jenny Stancombe told the Sunday Times it was an honour to be Elsie Dot's mum. She said the seven-year-old did everything with pure enthusiasm, adding she left the whole house open when running to the dance class where the stabbings took place. Six-year-old BB King's parents said she had a spark and an innate kindness. They said they continued to do their bedtime routines in her bereavement suite at hospital. The pair were murdered along with 9-year-old Alistair Silva Aguiar last July. Their killer, 18-year-old Axel Rudicabana, was given a life sentence last month.
Your top story this hour, an e-panic app to fight GBV will be launched in KZN by the end of the month. It will provide early alerts to police for victims experiencing violence. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.